And Dallas will win the contest 4-3 in OT. It had 4:22 left on the clock when the goal was scored. And that's a tough loss for the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, the perfect shot was needed in order to beat goaltender John Gibson, who had a marvelous performance here tonight. He was stopping everything for the full 60 minutes and then some, and just falling up short there. But once again, it took a pinpoint far side high shot to beat him. And 4-3 is the final here in Dallas.
All right, we assume we won't be going down to the Ducks locker room after a tough loss like that. So I'll just ask Emerson one question. We'll take a break and then let Emerson and Alexis wrap things up with our post-game show. So, hard-fought 1 point. Does that help you when you go into Minnesota in a couple of days? You think the way they played tonight?
Oh, certainly it does. And look, this Anaheim Ducks team, as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the broadcast, that really starting on that five-game East Coast swing where they came out of that road trip under 500 going 2-3, but still a lot of those games neck and neck. They didn't have that Tampa Bay game. They dropped that one, but they certainly played well for a large amount of that game. And look, same here tonight. I mean, what can you do? You're neck and neck with a serious contender in this Dallas Stars team. I think this Anaheim Ducks team, who we all know is still very much turning the corner as far as an organization. Look, a lot of these kind of games, these tight games against some heavy competition in this Dallas Stars team, you got to feel proud of them. Like, you just got to, they competed, shift in and shift out. It wasn't the result that they wanted, but you couldn't say they didn't try.
All right, quick timeout. It's up to Emerson and Alexis to fill you in with more. Again, the final in OT. Tough loss for Anaheim, but they do earn a point. They trail the Dallas Stars here at the end of the game. 4-3 was the final, being outshot by the host 44-21. So stay tuned for our post-game show. It's ahead, coming up live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort, with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390. Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The postgame show on DuckStream, Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you, wrapping up this Anaheim Ducks overtime loss on the road at American Airlines Center tonight to the Dallas Stars. 4-3 was the final in overtime. The Dallas Stars, 44 shots on goal. Anaheim, only 21 in this one. Emerson, just your reaction.
It's just an unfortunate break for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, to play that well against such a high-powered team, this Dallas Stars team. I mean, if you go down the list of who they got, who don't they have? It's Jamie Benn, just a perennial playmaker year in and year out. Joe Pavelski, who had quite a bit of chances entering the third period. He had 6 shots on goal. I'll be curious to see here what he end up with. Sam Steele looking good paired with Jamie Benn as well. And Jason Robertson, we saw on some of those later power plays for the Dallas Stars, definitely what a difference he's been as far as him picking up his game, getting back to some of those levels in which he was at the earlier parts of his career, and Wyatt Johnson making some plays. So you go down the list of their roster, and a lot of their skaters had a piece of that puzzle, a piece to their win here tonight.
We did receive a text message here I want to get to make sure we include your thoughts in this postgame show, as we are going to have to keep it short so we can get to the bus to head to Minnesota. The first text that we got: what a tough loss, but it's good to see more offense from the team. Yeah, the Ducks only 21 shots in this one, but you could see they were generating some good chances, Emerson.
Yeah, and really highlighted by Troy Terry. I mean, he was just hanging on to that puck. He was cutting in the middle, as he always does, coming off the wall there and straddling the blue line, as he does so well with such confidence, and really just waiting for things to slow down, things to open up. And Leo Carlson being the beneficiary of a lot of those Troy Terry 5-10-foot plays. And Leo Carlson, just a guy who I think on the brink of really scoring some goals at a high pace here in the next couple games. I mean, the quality of chances that he got in this game, for him not to come out with a goal is certainly a surprise.
Urho Vaakanainen getting his very first NHL goal as a part of this one. So let's get into the highlights from it. Starting in that first period, it was Stars Matt Duchene who had the first goal off a turnover from Jackson Lacone just 2 minutes and 22 seconds into that first period.
Well, Jackson Lacone came out from beneath the Anaheim Duck goal line. He lost the puck, giving Dallas a wide open shooting opportunity. And guess what? They took advantage of it. Former Nashville Predator Matt Duchene scoring the goal. 16th of the year, and Dallas is on top 1-0.
As I just mentioned, Urho Vaakanainen getting that one, his first NHL goal from the corner, 15 minutes and 10 seconds into that first period.
Now a puck fired towards the Dallas netminder, Ottinger. Ducks trying to get a goal. Center it. Oh, it's a nice attempt by Lundestrom. Picked up. They score! On a shot from just beneath the goal line, the Ducks put it in front in the goal crease, and it partially bounced off Jake Ottinger. And Urho Vaakanainen has just given Anaheim their first goal of the hockey game.
Well, Emerson, as Urho shared with us, he wasn't expecting that goal to go in, or that puck to go in, but it did, and it was great in the Ducks' favor.
And, of course, we had the opportunity to talk to Urho there in that second intermission, and just as surprised as we were. But, hey, that is a goal that is scored quite a bit off, more often than you would assume. So right on the goal line, just throwing it at the goalie's feet. I mean, it makes sense. The goalie's feet facing north there, just catching that inside and baking it home. And that was a goal that came in at an important time. It was certainly a confidence booster for this Ducks team.
So a tie game into that second period, and it was Troy Terry who had the goal. We were just talking about him and how impressive he was in this game. Well, he did have a goal in this one just a minute 28 into the second frame.
Out at center ice, here comes Dallas poking it in, and fortunately Gudisair to make a play. Henrique, Terry, and Carlson the line at the moment. Bakkenainen and Gudisair loose in front. They score! Troy Terry! And the Ducks go ahead 2-1, 1:28 into the period. A big smile on number 19's face. Ducks 2 and the Stars 1.
Now, this second period did start to get a little interesting as John Gibson would come up big with some more saves in this one. And before we went to the break at one point, we thought, you know, there was no goals. But we come back from the break, the referees review it, and Dallas would get a goal from Craig Smith.
Puck comes out for Haskinen. He can shoot the puck. See if they try and get it to him, but the Stars lose possession. Big Ross Johnston moving in. Tapped the puck near the goalie after the defenseman lost it, but no really good scoring chance there.
A great skate from Ross Johnston, and he creates that turnover almost in tight and lays a devastating hit. Oh, and the Ducks spin one off there right at their goal line.
Oh, my goodness. Twice, Anaheim keeps it out. The first time, Ross Johnston has the opportunity to dig it free, not allow it to cross the goal line. And the second one, a little bit closer to John Gibson. Boy, oh boy, some anxious moments here in the Anaheim crease, and he stopped a couple of shots, then got some help from his teammates. All right, the two referees are over near the penalty box on a pair of headsets. Perhaps talking to some off-ice officials up here. And if they go to make an announcement, we'll wait and see. It might have to do with that big pileup in front of the Anaheim goal line where Gibson and his defense were trying to keep the puck out. And the play is under review now officially, and I think that's the area where they're looking to find out exactly what happened. Here we go.
After video review, it was confirmed that the puck did completely cross the goal line.
No. You know what? I want to look at that replay again on TV up here if we get a chance, because I didn't think it crossed the line.
Emerson, that was just a really unfortunate sequence for the Ducks there. I mean, we were looking at it. We couldn't really tell if the puck was in. I mean, it was in John Gibson's glove. It looked like he went back to catch it a little bit, but how do you see that? I mean, I don't know.
Thursday, January 25th, 2024. This is the day, the night in which I stopped predicting. AD, I predicted it was going to be called back a non-goal, and sure enough, they called it a goal. I don't understand it. Look, there's just times where I've seen that same play, one that kind of brought this into just the forefront as far as puck in the glove crossing the goal line. It happened in an Olympic game, an important one, that was very similar in that fashion. It really just kind of started this conversation of inconclusiveness, whether it's conclusive, inconclusive, when that puck is in the glove. Look, to me, it's just it's inconclusive. Like, you just cannot see that. I mean, you assume that puck's in that right spot, mm-hmm. but who knows? It could be, you know, just a black piece of the padding, the leather in the glove. And to me, if it's behind the netting, it's still inconclusive. But look, what do I know? My prediction fails yet again, and it was indeed a good goal.
There's just been too many times this season where we've been watching a goal, it gets reviewed, and we come back questioning, you know, what did they see that we didn't see? So certainly going to look into that one and see if we're able to get maybe more of an explanation or a better angle of that goal from what they were able to tell as it was tonight. Because unfortunately, that was not good in the Ducks' favor, that tying the game up at two. But then we move it into the third period, and Jakob Silfverberg in back-to-back games now, he gets a goal in front of the net, a really nice pass from behind the net from Isaac Lundestrom.
All right. Well, we need a win here. We got to get this Dallas team and teach them a lesson. There's a lesson. cover the guy in front of the net. Ducks with net front presence, and it's Jakob Silverberg scoring again. And this makes it a 3-2 Anaheim lead.
This was a gritty goal. This was a hard-working goal set up from Isaac Lundstrom from the back of the net and just hands in tight right under the triangle of Dallas defenseman Thomas Harley. And what a play. Jakob Silverberg at the right place at the right time, slamming that one home.
And the Ducks were able to hold that lead 3-2 in the third period for quite some time before the Stars, Miro Heiskanen, in his first game back after missing the last 10 games, gets a goal 10 minutes and 31 seconds into that third period. Tie game, we go to overtime, and then the Stars win it off a goal from Thomas Harley just 38 seconds into overtime. Emerson, you know, I felt like the Ducks had a lot of momentum in this one. Maybe not the amount of shots on goal. We're certainly still looking for more on that end, but there were some really good plays by some of the guys in this game. Particularly, I mean, you mentioned Leo Carlson. We saw now back-to-back games from Urho Vaakanainen that I've been impressed with him on that end too. Troy Terry, another name. John Gibson, I mean, come on, coming up with 40 saves tonight. I mean, there are good things to take away from this game in addition to a point.
There certainly are. And, I mean, just being neck and neck with a serious high-octane, high-flying Dallas Stars team, I think that in itself is an accomplishment. Look, you just came off of a big win against the Buffalo Sabres, but this Dallas Stars team was a completely different team, a lot more dynamic, definitely coming in more waves than that Buffalo Sabres team just last game. And, look, to have that boost in play as far as that overall strength of that opposition in comparison to the Buffalo Sabres, I think they responded well. I thought maybe indifference to that New York Ranger game where that call was called back there as far as the Mason McTavish non-goal, New York bouncing back with some serious momentum and ending up taking that one. I thought the emotions were managed really well from the Anaheim Ducks as far as responding. Anytime the Dallas Stars scored, in some cases here in this game, not too long after the Ducks did. Ducks got right back on it. We're creating some great forechecks, and they need to start and continue to sending two guys. The 2-1-2, I think, has deemed very effective over the last few games, you know, making it very difficult on some of this opposition's defensemen. And him and again, we saw it to Rico with that offensive blue line turnover there, late springing a chance in tight. And I think they're just going to have to do similar things to that. I mean, the forechecks, creating loose pucks, the turnovers, it provided more offense, and although they came out with only 21 shots, I think all of those 21, or at least a good majority of them, were high danger scoring errors.
And if you looked at the way Dallas played in this game, I mean, they were fast in transition. You talked a bit during the broadcast about how well the Ducks were back-checking, getting back, tracking pucks, and, you know, that was certainly a positive from this one tonight too on the Anaheim Ducks end. Also to note, Isaac Lundstrom, a 2-point game for him. He had 2 assists as a part of this one tonight. Olin Zellweger playing his second game in the NHL and still very noticeable. Now the Ducks didn't get any chances on the power play tonight, so we didn't really get to see that, but they did do well on the penalty kill, going 2-for-2. Emerson, your final quack before we get out of here and head to Minnesota.
Well, my final quack is Mason McTavish. I just love how he's found that step that we saw a little bit earlier in the year. So I continue to look forward. Mason McTavish, Isaac Lundstrom, and Jakob Silverberg doing what they've been doing the past couple of games, continue to provide and build on that top six scoring that we've been waiting for this Ducks to capitalize on all season long.
I'm with you on that one, too. It was great to see what they've been able to do in now these last couple games as a line together. And I think for me, too, I mean, just watching some of Leo Carlson's chances, I'm looking forward to when those chances are going to turn into finished goals at some point. And, you know, he's still very young. So a lot of time for Leo Carlson ahead of him. And, I mean, we're in the second half of the NHL season. He didn't even play all the games in the first half. So plenty more to come from him. And it's always exciting to watch him. games. So you can catch us next. Duckstream is heading to Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Wild, and it will be Hockey Day in Minnesota. Really exciting event that they have up there every year. We will have the game for you at 6 p.m. Pacific time, so a 5:30 pregame show on Saturday. Looking forward to that night. Make sure to come back after the break as we'll have the Ducks and Stars replay for you as a part of this one. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey here at the American Airlines Center signing off. Thank you for listening to the postgame show on Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
Casey. Music.
I can buy myself flowers.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on you.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA, 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShot.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShot.com, a Fanatics experience.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.